Hadith of the Day. A program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, for I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to our program, which is called Hadith of the Day. This is coming to you from COI Radio. Today's hadith is Hadith Qudsi. It's from Allah to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and this is how the hadith starts. The hadith is describing the people who are the ahlul dunya, the people of the dunya, people of this world. Qalilur ridha la ya'tathiru ila man asa'a ilay wa la yaqbal ma'adhirata man i'tathara ilay. The people of the dunya are people who are very rarely pleased. He does not apologize to the one who he has insulted, and he does not accept the apology of the one who apologizes to him. So let's see how we can use this trait and rid ourselves of this trait in reality and see how we can better ourselves. Islam wants to see that Muslims have happy relationships with one another. That means that we have to be forgiving of one another. We can't be people who are really hard to please. Qalilur ridha. If that happens in a relationship, it will lead to a really hard time. For instance, imagine that you have a husband who's always trying to please his wife, and the wife is never happy, no matter what he does. Qalilur ridha. Right? They say that the cruelest thing you can do to a man is to never be happy. He really wants to please you, always wants to make you happy, and you just, no, you're not good enough. Oh, this, oh, thanks, great. So you can see how it could damage a relationship from that way. Also, if a husband is like that, or a father is like that to his children, no matter how much good, how much they try and do, how much they try to please him, every time he has nothing but complaints, he only looks at their flaws and their faults. We have to be people who are a little bit more giving, a little bit more encouraging. We have that verse of Quran, and this is in Surah number 5, and it's verse number 2. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Assist one another when it comes to righteousness and taqwa, fear of God and piety. So sometimes we should be people who give compliments instead of always complaining, instead of always looking for flaws. Let's see if we can find something good about the person, something to praise about the person, instead of always looking for negative points. People usually respond to that better. They say that Hazrat Isa was passing by a dog with his companions, and the companions, it was a dead dog, and the companions, each one started to complain about how the dog looked, how the dog stank, this, that, and the other, and Hazrat Isa went and he said, but it has such nice white teeth, you see? So Hazrat Isa, instead of looking at negative points, he looked for a positive point. We want to be people who, instead of being qalil or ridha, people who are not pleased, we're people who look for good in people, try and find a way of praising people and encouraging what's good. It's al-amr bil ma'ruf wa annahi anil munkar. It's both, right? From one side, if somebody does wrong with the conditions, we want to be people who are strong enough to encourage the people or to stop the people from doing what's wrong. But if we see good, and a lot of times there is a lot of good, there are a lot of ways of us to bring others towards the right path by encouraging them, giving them more encouragement to do the right thing. So that's one part of the thing that we will try and work on. The other part of the hadith says that he does not apologize to the one who he is insulted. So this sounds a little bit like takabbur and arrogance. The person is arrogant. They're too big or too important in their own eyes to come and apologize to another person. Whereas Islam doesn't want to see that. We want to see the believers have good relationships. I'll give you an example. We have hadith that say that Satan is happy as long as two Muslims are separate from one another and upset with one another. Satan is happy, Iblis. La yazalu Iblis farihan mahtajara al-Musliman. As long as there are two Muslims who are separate from one another and unhappy with one another, then shaitan is really excited about that. But we have in the hadith instructions, it says that if they are upset and not talking for more than 3 days, kana kharijain anil Islam. So if the people are more upset for more than 3 days, we have hadith that speak about this. If someone is upset with his brother for more than 3 days and refuses to talk to him, then they are both out of Islam and there is no wilayat between them. Whichever one of them is the one who first goes to his brother, first speaks to his brother, is the first one to try and set things straight. Because sometimes in this in an argument, there's no one who's clearly right or clearly wrong. But the first person to approach his brother to try and speak, that person will be the first, kana sabiq ila al-jannah yawm al-hisab. That person will be the first person, or be the person who precedes his brother to go to paradise. So we want to keep that into mind, and we want to be those kind of people that if we have a chance to be the first to apologize, then we're like that. There are sometimes though that we don't want to be soft. Sometimes when you are lenient, right? Sometimes when you accept apologies, it's actually not good. There's two circumstances I want to talk about. Sometimes if you forgive the person and you accept the person, that will actually lead them astray. Sometimes you need to show a little bit of anger to correct the person, to bring them back to God. Readily forgiving somebody who is always, and you forgiving him and overlooking his faults will lead this person astray. That's not a good idea. You want to show a little bit of anger to help reform this person and get them back to the right path. The other one is when it's a social issue. Somebody, for instance, is taken from the public treasury, the Baitul Mal. At this stage, you can't say, well, I forgive you. That's not your right to forgive. They've robbed other believers of their right. They have to be punished according to when you have an Islamic government, that person will be punished. So in those two cases, one case is when the person, forgiving the person will actually lead the person astray, or this is a social issue. In these cases, I want to be firm and remember to guide the person to Allah in that way. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No.